416, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner? It's our theme week, Winter Olympic Sports.
So yesterday, we talked about figure skating.
We sure did.
Today, we're talking about curling.
Love it.
Yes. Now, you have a connection to curling.
My aunt was a big curler over in Scotland, and she curled for many, many years. She was very good at it.
Did you ever go, like, watch her? Or no?
Oh. Come on, Sarah. No. Who'd heard of curling? And that was how I was exposed to curling, probably 15 years ago when you first started curling. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. And then it was the Olympic sport. And I thought that was a joke, but it was real.
It's real. It is real. So curling is a sport in which players slide stones on a sheet of ice toward a target area, which is segmented into four concentric circles. Two teams, each with four players, take turns sliding heavy polished granite rocks, also called stones.
Stones.
Across the ice curling sheet toward the house. There's a lot of different terminology here. They throw the stone across the curling sheet.
They don't throw the stone.
Okay, they push it.
Push it. It's heavy. It's granite.
And then it goes toward the house, which is the circular target on the ice. Each team has eight stones, with each player throwing two. The purpose is to accumulate the highest score for a game. Points are scored for the stones that come the closest to the center of that target.
Right.
At the conclusion of each end, which is completed when both teams have thrown all of their stones. And the path of the rock may be further influenced by two sweepers with brooms or brushes who accompany it as it slides down the sheet and sweeps the ice in front of the stone.
They accompany it?
They accompany it. They do.
I do love the way that Wikipedia describes things.
It's very good. Yeah, it's very detailed.
Yeah, it
so
is.
A great deal of strategy and teamwork go into choosing the ideal path and placement of a stone for each situation, and the skills of the curlers determine the degree to which the stone will achieve the desired result, and that is why curling is nicknamed chess on ice.
Really?
There's a lot more going on than meets the eye, I think. I think it's one of those sports where, like, it looks easy, like you're just
shoving a rock.
Right.
Right.
But I bet it's a lot more difficult than you think.
I'd like to think so. If it's going to be in the Olympics, I feel like it should be.
Right. So the evidence that curling existed in Scotland in the early 16th century includes a curling stone inscribed with the date 1511, was found when an old pond was drained. In Scotland. In the early history of curling, the playing stones were simply flat-bottom stones from rivers or fields, and the sport was often played on frozen rivers, although purpose-built ponds were later created in many Scottish towns.
They only found the stone at the bottom of the pond, not the actual curling team?
No, just the stone. I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I guess it fell through the ice. I don't know. So each curling stone has a circumference of 36 inches and a height of 4.5 inches. The weight of a stone varies between 38 and 44 pounds, depending on the level of competition. And each curling stone is made from a very rare type of granite, which is found in only two quarries in the entire world.
Really?
One on the Scottish island of Ailsa Craig and the Trefor Granite Quarry in Wales.
Well, okay.
So they only come from those two places.
That's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
More so than in many other team sports, good sportsmanship, often referred to as the spirit of curling,
is
an integral part of the sport. The spirit of curling also leads teams to congratulate their opponents for making a good shot, strong sweeping, or spectacular form.
That's some strong sweeping over there, Phil.
That's right. Perhaps most importantly, the spirit of curling dictates that one never cheers mistakes, misses, or gaffes by their opponent, and one should not celebrate one's own good shots during the game beyond modest acknowledgement of the shot, such as a head nod, fist bump, or a thumbs up.
So the Bills Mafia, there's no equivalent to that
in curling circles? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
So a Canadian curler named Paul Gausel hit the men's competitive curling world by storm in the late 1970s and became known as the rebel of the curling world.
Really?
Every sport has to have a bad boy, right?
He's like
the bad boy of curling.
And he's from Canada.
So he traveled in a VW van, partying and drinking beer. He always wore plaid pants, and he sported long hair and a beard. And during a tournament in 1980, he ordered a pizza in the middle of play and proceeded to eat the pizza on the ice with his teammates while his opponents were curling.
Does that go
against the spirit of curling?
It sounds like it might.
I don't know.
Disrespect.
A little bit. So curling was included in the program of the inaugural Winter Olympic Games in 1924. It was a demonstration sport at the 1932 Games and was finally added to the official program for the 1998 Nagano Games. So it wasn't until 1998 that it was officially a part of the Olympics.
Had you heard of curling? Well, how, I don't know how old you were back then, but had you heard of curling before it appeared in the Olympics?
Probably I don't think not. So.
No.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So today the sport is most firmly established in Canada, having been taken there by Scottish immigrants. Some estimates have upwards of 90% of the world's curlers living in Canada.
Just big to
deal
the north.
Up there. Just like hockey. Big deal up there.
Hockey and curling. They like their cold, icy sports. You picked out a record to go along with the curling, did you?
Yeah. So I thought we would play Stone Cold Fever by Humble Pie.
Because it's cold.
And
there's a stone. And the fever part, it's a COVID relate?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, yes. Sure.
Okay.
I didn't think that all the way through, but okay.
Who's the bad boy again? What's his name, Kevin?
Paul Gausel.
All right, we'll dedicate this to Paul Gausel up in Canada with his beard.
The rebel of the curling world.
VW van and his pizza. Humble Pie, Stone Cold Fever. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about curling as a part of our theme week on Winter Olympic sports.
Sure were. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Yes.
Go.
All right. Curling is nicknamed chess on ice.
Curling stones are made from granite found only in two quarries in the world.
And it is estimated that 90% of the world's curlers live in Canada.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Of course they do. Winter Olympics begin on Friday. Do we know when curling takes place?
It looks like the second week of the games.
I got to wait for it.
Yeah.
Wait for it.
So.
Now you said that the United States is like sixth as far as medals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Canada, this shouldn't be a surprise based on what I just said.
90% of the,
Canada leads the medal board for that sport. So.
Fair enough. Folks want to learn more about curling, Sarah, or any of the Winter Olympics sports we're talking about this week, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. Right. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I talk.
What?
You want to just finish it?
No.
Or,
I just want to.
Where I post everything I talk about every day.
I kind of mimic what you're doing, not do it for you.
Gotcha.
All right. Wonderful. That's great. Are you really getting excited?
I'm
are you
super
counting
excited.
Down?
Yeah.
Do you
I'm
wake
really...
up in the morning and the first thing you think about is, 3 days until the Olympics?
Yeah, I have a chain. I started a chain in my house.
So dumb. Have a great rest of your day. Back tomorrow. Fresh episode 410.
Yes.
Excellent. We'll check traffic with Ed Smith next and the forecast with meteorologist Josh Nichols. We got some snow on the way, Sarah, they say.
I've heard.
They've got a winter storm watch already scheduled to go into effect tomorrow at 10 p.m. So.
Wow.
Josh will update that situation next on Legends 102.7.